Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 1.2, How Generative AI Works. Overview. This lesson is part of Module 1, Foundation, Understanding Generative AI Concepts in the Generative AI for Architecture and Construction Professionals course. In this lesson, we'll explore the basic principles of generative AI, the process of generating outputs, and an overview of model training. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to describe how generative AI operates and the processes involved in generating new data. Main content. Basic principles of generative AI. Generative AI refers to algorithms that can generate new content or data by learning from existing data. At its core, generative AI operates by understanding patterns and features in the input data and then creating new instances that mimic this learned structure. The most common types of generative AI models include generative adversarial networks, GANs, and variational autoencoders, VAEs. GANs consist of two neural networks, a generator and a discriminator. The generator creates new data instances, while the discriminator evaluates them for authenticity. The generator aims to produce data that is indistinguishable from real data, while the discriminator tries to tell the difference between real and generated data. This adversarial process continues until the generator produces high-quality outputs, VAEs. On the other hand, focus on compressing input data into a latent space and then reconstructing it back. This approach allows for the generation of new data points by sampling from the latent space, enabling the creation of variations of input data while preserving its essential characteristics. Process of generating outputs. The process of generating outputs with generative AI involves several steps. First, data collection is crucial. The model needs a substantial dataset to learn from, which is especially important in industries like architecture and construction, where design data, images, and specifications can be analyzed. Once the data is collected, it is pre-processed to ensure consistency and quality. This step can include normalizing data, removing noise, and augmenting datasets to provide more diverse examples for the model to learn from. Next, the model undergoes training. During this phase, the generative AI learns the patterns and structures inherent in the training data. For instance, in architecture, a model might learn to generate new building designs based on existing architectural styles. The training phase is iterative, involving constant adjustments to the model parameters to minimize error rates and improve output quality. After training, the model can generate outputs by inputting new data points or random noise. The model utilizes its learned patterns to create new data instances. For example, a trained generative AI model could generate a new architectural blueprint that adheres to specific design guidelines while introducing innovative features. Overview of model training. Model training is a critical aspect of how generative AI functions. The training process typically involves the following steps. Data preparation. As mentioned earlier, collecting and preparing high-quality data is essential. The quality of the input data directly affects the quality of generated outputs. Training the model. This involves feeding the prepared data into the generative AI model. During training, the model makes predictions and receives feedback on its accuracy. This feedback helps the model adjust its parameters, improving its ability to generate realistic outputs. Validation. After the initial training, the model is validated using a separate dataset to test its performance. This step is vital to ensure that the model generalizes well and is not merely memorizing the training data. Fine-tuning. Based on validation results, the model may undergo further adjustments to enhance its performance. This could involve tweaking hyperparameters, altering the architecture, or incorporating additional training data. Deployment. Once training and validation are complete, the model is ready for deployment. In the context of architecture and construction, this could mean integrating the generative AI into design software to assist architects in creating innovative designs. Conclusion: in this lesson, we delved into how generative AI works, covering its basic principles, the process of generating outputs, and an overview of model training. Understanding these concepts is essential as it lays the groundwork for leveraging generative AI technologies in architecture and construction. By grasping these foundational elements, you will be better equipped to explore more advanced applications and implications of generative AI in your field. Reflection questions: how can you apply the principles of generative AI in your current projects? Within the architecture and construction industry, what kind of data do you think would be most beneficial for training a generative AI model in your work? Reflect on the model training process. What challenges do you foresee in implementing generative AI in your projects? Word count: 1,028 words.